Oh boy. Alrighty, well, good morning. Well, we'll look at up in levels again. Mostly zonal flow over the cruising route today, just like yesterday. So we've got upper level winds that are just zooming along west to east. No troughs, no ridges directly over the cruising route itself. But we do have a fairly shallow shortwave trough over New Zealand. And there is another one in the western Tasman. So this results in a weak low system over Northland and quite a strong depression southwest of the South Island, sort of between Tasmania and the South Island, but further to the south. Now, there is a very weak ridge found over the cruising route. We do have zonal flow, so there's no impetus to really create a high pressure area as we know it. In fact, there's no isobars to speak of up there. It's absolutely a motor if anyone is in that area. However, this is going to occur by tonight and tomorrow, and that is a high forms north of New Zealand. In this area of no isobars, we are going to get one isobar. So not much wind, not much wind at all. In fact, the barometric pressure in that weak ridge is probably 1023, right about there. Now, back in the Tasman, there are a series of fronts that are going to affect the waters between Australia and New Zealand heading this way. So by Thursday, the trough will be over New Zealand, and it's going to be shifting east of the country as a ridge from a new high that's starting to form over Australia, actually near Melbourne. That's going to extend a nice ridge into the Tasman. That's going to push this front over New Zealand and to the east. So anyhow, for today, over North Cape to Marsden, expect, well, fair amount of wind. Early winds northerly, 25, gusting 35. Then they're going to be easing and shift out of the west, 20 knots. That'll be by about noon. Then we'll be seeing westerlies continue, probably around 15 knots by very late afternoon, early evening. Now, it's raining at the moment here at Gulf Harbor Radio and virtually all of Northland as well. And that's because of the low system that's sitting over another one of those complex lows. Should be clear by this afternoon. I believe that's going to move off and conditions should improve. So for Thursday now, the forecast is for northwest winds, 25 knots. They'll be shifting to westerlies, 20 knots. You can get seasick talking about this. There may be rain, some of it quite heavy. So while we're leaving New Zealand, not very nice conditions, I'm afraid, near Northland. Later today, winds, as I said, westerly 15 to 20. That sounds pretty good. And just to the north of New Zealand, a couple of degrees north, be about the same thing. So that's really not too bad. This carries into Wednesday. But by late Wednesday, expect northerlies. They're fairly weak. But Thursday, here comes another front. You heard me mention it a few minutes ago. So another front on Thursday, very strong north to northwest winds. And then Friday finds westerlies behind this front. And those westerlies will be 30 knots roughly for most of Northland. So backing up a day, Wednesday, if you did leave today or tomorrow, Wednesday at about 30 south, and due north of New Zealand, winds are going to be fairly light. Northeasterly is about 10 knots. If you veered off to the east, took an eastern route, then the winds would be light southeasterlies. That's there at 30 south. But by late Thursday, the front is going to extend from New Zealand and probably reach New Caledonia. So my thinking at the moment, as far as departures go, there is a chance now, but possibly Friday or into Saturday, late Friday, not early Friday, late Friday or into early Saturday, for a, what I would say, reluctant departure. Now, the high entering the Tasman, that's going to move very slowly east. And if you left and you kept plugging north, you may be okay. Now, there are flies in this ointment. However, we've got a trough that's going to run across the cruising route on Saturday, actually running from the Louisiades, then over New Caledonia. Then it's going to go on, I believe, to roughly 30 and 175 east. That's 30 and 175. Early Sunday, which is the 31st, the convergence zone lying north of Fiji in Tonga, I believe, is going to drop down over the group, and it's going to run to northern Vanuatu and to the Solomons from there. Winds, though, cruising route, look pretty good. Southeast winds only about 15 knots. Now, the trough up around Tonga, Fiji, etc., may linger a bit. Might even be through Tuesday, the 2nd of August. So far, the progs indicate that it's not going to be particularly aggressive at that time. However, it's not the case now. The trough, as I'll mention in a minute, to the north is fairly aggressive. So anyway, apart from not so nice squalls that will be in the system, the progs are thinking that it's not going to be a giant headache once it gets to Fiji or Tonga. So we're just going to have to wait and see on that one. So to be honest with you, this so-called window that we've been talking about for most of the week is virtually loaded with troughs and fronts. Sunday may be the nicest departure day of all. That ridge starts to build, and quite a few of those fronts have cleared out by then. But then, all of a sudden, here comes another fast front that's going to zoom in on Monday. And that'll happen near about midnight. So, this window, I don't know, it's one of those ones where you grit your teeth and, well, you can chant, it's not that bad, it's not that bad, etc. So, I suppose the point is, the quicker that you can get to 25 south, the better you're going to be. Now, to get to 25 south is where the problem areas are with these, the multitude of fronts that are passing through. It may be one of those things where you just have to deal with it and just do it. It just depends on how you feel about the whole thing, or maybe you just don't want to go through those kind of conditions and wait. The next 7 days, I can tell you, is very, very unsettled. That's about all I can say. Now, winds, as I mentioned, from 25 south to the islands later this week and the weekend are going to be light to moderate. Don't forget the trough, though, on Saturday. That's going to run through New Cal. And then don't forget the convergence zone that's going to drop down on top of Fiji and Tonga. So that's not a particularly great reward at the other end of the rather twisty tunnel that we've got here. So let us know what you do. I wish I can give you some real definitive plans to count on, but it's just not the case, I'm afraid. Okay, to the islands now. The major convergence zone is still running east from the Solomons. The southern side of this tracks right along 10 south. A weak trough actually runs up and down the Vanuatu group today. It's weak for sure. There is another trough that runs from Santo up there in Vanuatu all the way to Fiji. Tonga shows, well, a fair amount of cloud as well, but there are breaks. Samala for now looks pretty good. It's looks in the clear on the loop. That will probably change in a few days as the convergence zone drops south. Now, Tonga, back there now, Tonga is experiencing light to moderate winds. Cloud, variable. The cloud coverage is quite variable there. I expect isolated showers up and down the group. moderate seas and moderate southeast swell. Now, Tonga Tapu was calm this morning at 6 a.m. We found cloud at 1,000, scattered at 1,600, and there were showers. We had recent showers there early this morning, and the barometer 1018. The Hapais reported 7 to 10 knots east-southeast, cloud at 1,000, scattered at 1,800, bar 1017, very humid conditions. Babao, they report east-southeast 10, again, there recent showers. Low cloud at 800 feet, scattered at 1,700, and we've got broken cloud at 3,500, barometer 1016. So the wind forecast today, east-southeast, about 15 to 20, up and down the group, and virtually the same for tomorrow. Now, for Fiji, well, there's going to be cloudy periods and brief showers. There is that trough that's north of Fiji. In fact, over Rotuma, they have got 25-knot winds, heavy rain, and thunderstorms at the moment. So this is the trough that is expected to drift south. So the progs indicate it's going to be pretty meager when it finally gets down to the islands, but at the moment it's not. So unless it loses quite a bit of energy, it may not be that mild at all, but that's what the progs are indicating. Now for Fiji proper, there is a strong wind warning now in force for northern Vanua-Levu waters, which is a shame. A few boats there traversing the north. The Asawas have got the high wind warning, and needless to say, Batuira Pass. I think it's always windy in there. So expect rough seas, winds 25 knots in all of those areas. Now, conditions this morning at Nandi, we had northeast 5 knots. Scattered at 3,000, barometer 1014. Suva, they reported east-southeast 7th, scattered at 2,000, broken at 5,000, and barometer 1015. Radar loop, took a look at that. That shows isolated showers. Quite a heavy burst over Kandavu, but otherwise just not much. Not much at all. A little splotch here and there, so really nothing to write home about at all. So the wind forecast for Tabiuni to Koro, it'll pick up southeast 20. Vanua Balabu, southern Lao, Kandavu, Yasawas, all southeast 20. Although later today, I think Vanua Balabu, the wind may back a bit to the east-southeast, to be 15 to 20, and the same for the southern Lao. Yasawas now, have to break that up. The northern bits are going to be 25 knots, and the southern area 15 to 20. And then inshore, in and around the Big Island, no wind at all, nothing there. And that forecast I just gave, virtually the same thing tomorrow. Now, Vanuatu, we've got a very, very weak trough that lies about the group. Expect cloudy conditions, and they'll be interspersed with very fine weather. Overall, the winds are going to be moderate, east to southeast winds. Seas, the usual meter and a half over the open water seems very typical for that area this time of the year. So the winds today from Anishim to Iramango, southeast about 15 to 20, but Afate and to the north, they'll get up southeast to 20 knots. However, there's going to be very light air on the west side of Maiwo and Pentecost and Ambram, and also on the leeward sides of Santo and Malekula. So it just depends where you are. Open water, quite a bit of wind, in close, you're okay. New Caledonia looks great on satellite imagery. Winds quite variable in the lagoon. I see areas of northeast. I see areas of southeast. They're all about 10 knots or less. You'll depend northeast about 10 knots. Tomorrow, The wind's looked to be east to east northeast about 10 to 12, fairly light tomorrow. Now, actual conditions, Amity light, northwest at 5 to variable this morning, and Ile de Pin easterlies at 4 knots. That's at the airport at Ile de Pin, easterlies at 4 knots. All right, that's it for me. Any questions or comments, come now.